910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. October 7th, 1 year on, commemorations here in the United States. New York Governor Kathy Hochul visiting a remembrance at a synagogue in White Plains, speaking about visiting the sites of the attack on Israel.
I walk through homes that have been once places of joy and celebration, and I will not be as graphic as I saw, but I still have the shoes I wore as I stepped through puddles of blood.
Palestinian physician Dr. Fadi Judah says he lost several family members in the ongoing war in Gaza.
Even if the war stops tomorrow or the next minute, the suffering of the Palestinian people is immeasurable at this point. They will have to go for many years to recover from such unspeakable brutality.
Yesterday, Israeli tanks rumbled into northern Gaza, reportedly killing 45 people. Israel also intensifying airstrikes in southern Lebanon. The death toll from Hurricane Helene here in the U.S. surpassing 200.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4, head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickell says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to feel like fall as we kick off the week, but we are going to warm it back up into the mid to upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly clear, 65 this afternoon. Frosty again tonight, clear low of 33. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the very latest on a close congressional race between Becca Cook and constantly caustic Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
70 a.m.
The Zone.
Well, another beautiful World Dairy Expo drew to a close on Friday afternoon. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report, and we've got all the World Dairy Expo details you're looking for sprinkled in throughout the show on a Monday. In fact, coming up next, Bob Boltzel is going to be visiting with Wisconsin Ag Secretary Randy Romanski about a dairy survey that was done across the state. What does Wisconsin dairy look like today? Your assumptions may be incorrect. Stand by for those details. Weather-wise, the details I'm looking at call for the possibility of frost this morning. Yeah, between 7 and 8 this morning, we could see areas that get a little frosty. Otherwise, sunshine on the way today, 65 are expected high. Tomorrow, sunshine and 70 degrees. Wednesday, sunny and 72. Again, no rain in the forecast. Weather details that you're looking for on the way in about 15 minutes with Stu Muck.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
What's going on in dairy barns around Wisconsin? About every 5 years, the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection takes a dairy producer survey to find out what's happening in those barns as far as management style, family involvement, the future operations, and so many other things. The department, of course, is led by Randy Romanski, our Secretary of Agriculture in Wisconsin. And at World Dairy Expo, we talked about the dairy producer survey, but the secretary also expressed his pride at leading Wisconsin's agriculture department and this dairy industry, which during World Dairy Expo made Wisconsin really America and the world's dairy land.
It is great to have America's Dairyland host an event like this. It's as it should be, but there's a lot of work that goes into this, Bob. And you're right, it takes a lot of people to make this kind of event come off. It takes even more people to have the dairy industry continue to thrive year after year here so that we can tell this story to the rest of the world.
And one of the things that just was released from your department was the dairy producer survey. It's taken about every 5 years, I understand. What kind of things do you and your staff get together beforehand to say, this is what we need to know about our dairy industry? How do you do that?
Well, as you said, we only do this every 5 years, so we want to make sure we're asking the right questions. What do we need to know from farmers so that we can be a better resource to them. Also so that we can know what they're thinking about, not just next year and the year after, but as we look forward. So we start out, we bounce around a lot of questions with our team, but then we also talk to people outside our agency too to say, what do you think are the most important things for us to ask? And we're glad Wisconsin tends to get a pretty good response rate to things like this. And we've got about 5,500 dairy farms, so it takes a lot of information. If they're willing to share it, we're going to put it to good use. We'll be a better resource to them. You know, if there are programmatic things they need, it's a great way for us to understand that.
And you got to be careful you don't make it too involved, because all of a sudden they open a 40-page document. I'm not going to answer that. I don't have time. So that's a challenge, too.
You're right. We had to leave a lot of questions on the cutting room floor. But again, it helps us stay focused about what do we really need to know. I can share with you, because I try to get out on farms a lot. I was at more than one farm where I arrived and they said, hey, I just got your survey in the mail. I'm filling it out. And, you know, it's good to hear that people have pride in filling out that survey, that they understand that we're a better partner to them when they're willing to share their information with us.
Well, let's get to the nuts and bolts of the survey. It came down to 34 questions that were asked of dairy producers. Give us your idea from going over it, what you think are the highlights of what respondents told you in your department.
One of the ones that I always point out is that 99% of respondents said that they are a family operation. You know, it's a continuation of Wisconsin's story, I think, and it's a story that I like to share whenever I talk to people, because a lot of people assume the opposite, but 99% identified as family-owned and operated.
And the thing about that is, and we hear so much, well, they're milking 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 cows. How is that a family operation?
You know, family operation takes a lot of forms, and it can be a couple of members of a family working together. In fact, 97% of people who responded said they had one or more generations working together on the farm. So that's a partnership, and that's a family operation. It might just look a little different than what might be in people's minds, but those are all family operations.
And I think we have to put the word corporation in here, because people say, all these farms are nothing but corporations. Yes, they are. They're family corporations, multi-generational. And to operate today in this modern society, what company isn't getting smaller? Every company that you work with, whether it be a shoe store in town, they'd all like to expand and grow.
You hit it right on the head, Bob. I mean, if you've got one or two or five members of a family who are there, still a family operation, they may just choose to incorporate to do it. Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's not a family operation. And, you know, when we look beyond those numbers, the thing that I see when I'm kind of interpreting what some of these numbers are is that there's still an opportunity in Wisconsin for farms of all sizes to be successful. They have to be able to diversify. They have to know their market. They have to be good operators. And, you know, we've got that in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's dairy industry is filled with people like that. We've still got the infrastructure that can be there to be a partner and be helpful to the industry. So those are the strengths that we can play from, and it's all founded on a Wisconsin family operation.
Well, some of the other numbers. Take a look at some of the other numbers. I know you've gone over this probably many times, but what else jumped out at you from the respondents?
Another one that I like to point out is that the respondents said that about 81% of them still plan to be dairy farming in 5 years. That's a positive trend as we look forward for them and for the industry. The other thing I would say too, Bob, is that a lot of them are focusing on what's important to them, and they're doing so at a really high level, making sure that they're putting in conservation practices. They're planting cover crop for soil and water health purposes. They're working with nutritionists and veterinarians on a very high level, very regular basis, because another thing I like to point out is farmers are good stewards of the land, and they care for their animals. Animal health and comfort is an important part of dairy farming, and the poll results show that people take great pride in that.
And as we move forward, of course, they have concerns, and they talked about all five things that are kind of concerning to them in the future here, and those are very important, and they work with on an everyday basis, so you have to take them seriously.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple of them that I'll mention, one of them that came up was balancing supply and demand of milk and the labor force. Well, some of those things might have some options that are beyond all of our control. But we need to understand that these are concerns for the industry. We need to do what we can to try to address them. And I'll focus a little bit on finding labor. We do a lot. We work with the Department of Workforce Development, Higher Education, the youth of our state, to make sure that people understand that agriculture and the dairy industry has a strong future. There's a lot of opportunity there. And so as we continue to focus on that question, the ability to find labor, we are trying to pull the levers we can to see if we can grow that labor force so that it can help make sure the dairy industry remains strong. So other things like aging facilities, that's where we think about ways that we can invest in agriculture, in farmers, in farms at the state level to try and provide tools that farmers can address those aging facilities. But the USDA is where the big money comes in for some of those programs and practices. But the fact is, I think Wisconsin has done a good job of providing resources to farmers because agriculture is important to our industry. Well, the other thing I would say about that is that this is one of those places, agriculture, where we've seen Governor Evers and the legislature agree on some things. And when that happens, we can take some big steps forward.
Farmers, I don't care whether it's a federal government, state government, we're overregulated, and that did come up in the survey.
It did come up in the survey, and so it was important for us to try and talk about what that means. The way I look at it, because I start to look inside the house first, and agriculture is a partially regulatory agency, but we're also an agency that serves as a resource to the industry in a lot of ways, including trying to get Wisconsin products moved around the world. And so since we are we do have a regulatory component, we have to focus on educating while we're regulating, whether we're talking about a dairy farm, a dairy plant, a meat processor, a hotel or restaurant. Our responsibility as a regulatory agency is that we're educating while we're regulating. We identify issues of noncompliance, and we say to the business, here are the issues. Let's work together to try and figure that out, because at the end of the day, the consumer, whoever that end consumer is, benefits by a healthy, safe product or location. That's where we all want to get to. That's why we should work together on it.
That's why we want to keep Wisconsin America's Dairyland.
Absolutely.
All right, Randy Romanski, again, the Producer Survey 2024. It's taken every 5 years. And if you're a dairy farmer and you didn't fill it out, shame on you, because people that regulate and people that work with you need to know your feelings and your situation. Randy Romanski, our Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, from the northern end of the world's longest barn. I'm Bob Bosold.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind us, the birthplace of the Republican Party, executive director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
In his neighborhood. So we're focused in on that today. I looked at the birdcast.info website. It says Wisconsin right now is seeing some of the biggest populations of migratory birds going over the state. Obviously, that's something we've got to pay attention to if you're in agriculture. Avian influenza is still a threat. But I'm wondering if anybody saw any of the birds starting to move. Our talk text line open for your thoughts on that, and we'll keep it that way, 877-301-FARM. What kind of bird you seeing? 877-301-3276. It does make sense that birds would be migrating over Wisconsin. This is the 7th of October. What's not kind of keeping step, though, Stu, is the cooler temperatures, although you tell me this morning frost is dominant in a lot of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, the frost advisory covers a good section of the state, almost the entire northern part of the state, then down into the south, as far south as Richland, Sauk, and Columbia counties, kind of skirting right around La Crosse, Vernon, Monroe, Jackson, and further north, and just up west of Lake Winnebago, if you will, Marquette, Green Lake, Washera, Waupaca, from Shawnee County north, everything else under that frost advisory till 9 a.m. this morning. So be watching for that. I expect we'll see much the same situation later tonight into tomorrow, as there's no real big change. High pressure building right on into our part of the Midwest is going to keep things pretty quiet and dry like we've been seeing. There's indication much warmer air begins to push in, too, as we look toward Wednesday, Thursday, and toward the end of the week, back into the upper 70s. We may see some 80s here as we head toward Friday. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
With commodity prices where they're at, you cannot afford to guess on anything. Hella Agri's got tools available to try to help you find profitability. Steve Bailey is the branch manager in Monroe with Hella Agri, and he says VRT, variable rate technology, could be an answer.
We've made the decision, or we've had this young lady on our team, Steph Weiss. She is our precision gal. She does write VRT recs. If you're a whole farm customer of ours, we can write VRT seeding recs and everything. But we had a meeting last week with the whole entire team, and talking about the importance. If you're going to spend the money this year, I would try to get your soil samples done in a VRT fashion. If you've done it in the past, you can utilize that to make sure you're getting the right pounds or allocating the right dollars on the right acres.
Steve Bailey, branch manager in Monroe with Hella Agri. Find a location near you that provides VRT at HelenaAgri.com.
Celebrate curiosity at the 2024 Wisconsin Science Festival, October 14th through the 20th. This year, the festival features agriculture through the lens of science and art, aiming to showcase its profound impact on our world. There's over 200 events scheduled in over 45 counties throughout Wisconsin, with venues such as libraries, museums, nature centers, parks, pubs, and more. All ages are welcome to participate. You can search for events by day all week long, October 14th through the 20th at WisconsinScienceFest.org.
All right, I know we got a lot of commercials, folks, I understand. I'm getting a sandhill crane, Stu, is one of the birds that a lot of farmers are seeing right now. It looks like they're going to stick around for a while.
Oh, I've seen them. I've seen a bunch of geese around here, too. So yeah. Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update, a little frosty start. That frost advisory till 9 for a lot of folks. Sunny skies today, and I expect we find our way into the 60s. Very low 60s in the northwest, mid-60s or better in the south, and winds out of the northwest 5 to 10. Clear overnight, that frost possibility again. Keep that one in mind. We'll see a lot of low 40s and 30s, especially further north in the 30s. Winds become calm. sunny skies Tuesday, back into the mid and upper 60s, the low 60s further north, west and northwest winds, and Wednesday, sunny skies, and that's when we start pushing into the 70s in the southern half of the state with the northeast breeze, and warming up Thursday and Friday, Pam, like I say, in the south, probably 80 or so on Friday, but it will cool off again in the weekend.
Unbelievable. All right, my friend, very good. Appreciate it. Let me know if you see any birds. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we'll see you then.
Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, checking in with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial, your financial partner, be it agriculture or rural lifestyles. You can find more at compeer.com. All right, kind of tell me what kind of birds you're seeing out there. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice. And for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. October 7th, 1 year on, commemorations here in the United States. New York Governor Kathy Hochul visiting a remembrance at a synagogue in White Plains, speaking about visiting the sites of the attack on Israel.
I walk through homes that have been once places of joy and celebration, and I will not be as graphic as I saw, but I still have the shoes I wore as I stepped through puddles of blood.
Palestinian physician Dr. Fadi Judah says he lost several family members in the ongoing war in Gaza.
Even if the war stops tomorrow or the next minute, the suffering of the Palestinian people is immeasurable at this point. They will have to go for many years to recover from such unspeakable brutality.
Yesterday, Israeli tanks rumbled into northern Gaza, reportedly killing 45 people. Israel also intensifying airstrikes in southern Lebanon. The death toll from Hurricane Helene here in the U.S. surpassing 200.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams at SoFi Stadium. Green Bay improved to 3-2. Safety Xavier McKinney with his fifth interception of the year and recovered a fumble. Now, over the weekend, the Packers suspended Romeo Doubs for not reporting to practice. Matt LaFleur says he'll meet with the wide receiver today.
Distractions happen in the National Football League, and you got to do your best to just focus on the task at hand, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that.
The Rams fall to 1-4. Head coach Sean McVay.
The reality is you can tend to think you're a lot further away than you are. You know, opportunity to say, all right, we've got some adversity. How do we handle that?
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a 52-6 win at Camp Randall over Purdue. Luke Fickell says the offensive line did a better job in pass protection.
They did a great job. They gave Braden time. I know that this week, if they dropped 8, I mean, it was a clean, clean pocket.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be talking with Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Local 344, representing 15,000 Wisconsin workers, about their endorsement of the Harris-Walz ticket.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to feel like fall as we kick off the week, but we are going to warm it back up into the mid to upper 70s by later this week. Today, mostly clear, 65 this afternoon. Frosty again tonight, clear low of 33. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Matinair on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane-wash everything.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Green Bay in this one, Evil.
I love it, Rob. All right, what do you think? Are you seeing more birds in your neighborhood this time of the year? Welcome back, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report. That's the question we've got for you on our talk text line this morning. Charlie from Campbellsport was concerned that he had not been seeing a whole lot of birds in his neighborhood. Well, according to birdcast.info, we are seeing huge numbers of birds migrating over the state of Wisconsin. You'll probably see that happening for at least the next 24 hours, and that should mean for bird watchers an ideal time of the year. You can find out more at birdcast.info. Birdcast.info. And let me know what kind of birds you're seeing in your backyard. Our talk text line is 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. So today is the 7th day of October. Here's a way back interesting tidbit of information. On this day in 1774, Wisconsin became part of Quebec. Yep, we became part of the province of Quebec. George III put that in place when he passed the Quebec Act that basically stretched the province of Quebec to the Ohio River on the south and to the Mississippi River on the west. That meant Wisconsin became Canadian on this day back in 1774. On this day in 1919, KLM is formed. If you ever flown to the Netherlands or anything like that, you probably recognize KLM. The first flight took place May 17th, 1920. It is now the oldest airline that still operates under its original name, KLM. Started in 1919. On this day in 1996, Fox News broadcast for the very first time. Happy birthdays going out today. Let me see. Happy birthday to singer John Mellencamp. He is 73. The judge, the critic, Simon Cowell, 65. And Vladimir Putin turns 72 years young today. And now you know. Well, as we mentioned, World Dairy Expo 2024 drew to a close on Friday afternoon with the announcement of the Supreme Champion. And for the first time since 2002, that beautiful bovine came from the West Coast. Her name, Stony Point Joel Bailey. She was the International Jersey Show Champion and took home the Expo Supreme Champion title. She's owned and operated by Vera Dairy out of Hillmar, California. And again, like we said, first time since 2002 that the winner came from the West Coast. The reserve champion, Premium Apple Crisp Lily Red, the red and white champion. She hails from Butterview Farms in Illinois. They also, for the first time, had Supreme Champion heifers that were exhibited on Thursday night. In total, World Dairy Expo says they had 2,600 animals all shown on the colored shavings. And now they're already starting to make preparations for the 58th annual show, The Road to Madison, September 30th through October 3rd, 2025. One of the special guests that was at World Dairy Expo on Friday, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, to announce $11 million in federal funding for innovation centers all across the United States. We'll hear from him next.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy.
Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorceed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
James Lake Farms in Oneida County raises 189 acres of organic cranberries, and you're invited to see the cranberry marshes at the prettiest time of year. Owner John Stauner invites the public to the farm every Saturday in October to experience the changing leaves and the flooding of the marsh when the bright red cranberries float to the top to be harvested. He tells us why he wanted to share this with the public.
Well, we think that cranberries are one of Wisconsin's agriculture's best-kept secrets. It is a unique type of agriculture, the very acidic soils that we grow on, and just the entire culture of the industry, it's different. And a lot of people have not had experience with that. We wanted to get that story out and the story of our farm and educate people on what cranberries are, how they're grown, and some of the health benefits.
Engage with Wisconsin specialty crops at gowiagtourism.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Welcome back on a Monday morning. Well, on Friday, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made a stop at World Dairy Expo to announce an $11 million federal funding investment in the innovation centers across the United States that help producers and processors try to develop new strategies to succeed. Vilsack says it's one of the business models that's been working.
That's why we continue to invest in the dairy innovation centers, because they are helping to create new strategies to modernize facilities, small and mid-sized, create new market opportunities, new products that can be produced, and that's the kind of innovation entrepreneurship that creates options.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, now $3.5 million of that $11 million investment will go to the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. That's designed to work specifically in the Midwest with dairy farmers, manufacturers, and processors to try to build product as well as add marketing dollars and branding support to those businesses. While he was on the podium, we also had a chance to ask Secretary Vilsack about the updates he might have on the farm bill. And he reminds people it's absolutely critical that before the end of the calendar year, a new farm bill is put in place.
Some programs that are called orphan programs that effective September 30th basically stopped. They're relatively small in terms of their impact, except to the people that obviously have benefited from them. Most of the programs, however, continue. They're either continued because they had continued authorization, or they continue because they have resources that are unspent and available. That basically does stop at the end of the year. So I think there is pressure on Congress to do one of two things, either to pass the farm bill and get it done, or to pass an extension. And I think there's no question one of those two things will happen. I think the preference obviously would be for a farm bill.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack in Madison on Friday. Now remember, without a farm bill or another extension, on January 1st, price support programs go back to the way they were written in the 1940s. The federal crop insurance program doesn't need to be reauthorized by a farm bill, but again, different levels and support mechanisms in that farm bill are still absolutely critical. We'll wait and see what happens. Well, I'll tell you, Friday, what happened in Chicago for dairy was a very bad thing. Barrel cheese on Friday dropped 16.5 cents to 195.5. 40-pound block cheese, that was down 6 at 194 and 3 quarters. Double A butter, that did gain 3 quarters of a cent to 268 and 3 quarters per pound. Now, this morning in Chicago, I'm not getting real excited about what I see even yet. So far, November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, down 16 cents at 21.23 a hundredweight. December's down 18 cents at 20.68 a hundredweight. So far, December corn is unchanged at 424. November soybeans trading 6.5 cents lower right now at 1031. December wheat, that's actually up a penny at 591 a bushel on a Monday morning. More food and farming news on the way next.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As state deadlines for voter registrations draw near, new registrations across the United States are down compared to 2024, according to political data and advertising firm TargetSmart. But there are increases in certain demographics compared with 2020. TargetSmart used a combination of state data gathering and modeling and found that 2024 new voter registrations, 8 weeks from the election, were 15.7 million, down 42% from 27.3 million in 2020. The 2024 partisan lean model shows that 48.8% of those registering lean Democratic, 34.3% Republican, and 16.9% unaffiliated. In 2020, 46.7% lean Democratic, 37.3% Republican, and 16% unaffiliated. Among those new 15.7 million registered voters, there are increases in Black, Hispanic, and Asian American Pacific Islanders, and a decrease in new white voters. TargetSmart also found a slightly higher percentage of younger voters over 2020. There was also a slightly lower percentage of women, although the organization found a surge of registrations among Black and Hispanic women after Vice President Kamala Harris became the nominee. We've linked to TargetSmart's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org, where you'll also find nonpartisan resources where voters can register or check their registration. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, National Security Leaders for America member Randy Manner joins us at 10:33 to talk about Project 2025. Pam Yonke in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Is ablaze with aviary activity going over us. The migration pattern right over the state of Wisconsin. Of course, that's a concern for livestock and poultry operators with the possibility of avian influenza. But for bird watchers, you are in kind of the sweet spot for the state of Wisconsin. You want to find out more about that, go to birdcast.info. And like I said, let me know what kind of birds you're seeing in your backyard. The talk text line, 877-301-3276. You know, during World Dairy Expo this year, some of our Wisconsinites did exceptionally well as far as showmanship and honors. A youth from Shawano County picked up the 2024 Merle Howard Award. Jacob Harbaugh is his name. Hardworking young man. He started showing cattle at the local level. Eventually, he started to show at the state, regional, and national shows. And because he's ambitious, he decided during the pandemic he would start his own fitting business, which means he grooms up the cattle, gets them ready for the show ring. And that's how he kind of turned the corner. So Jacob Harbaugh, recognized as the 20th annual Merle Howard Award winner. He's an active dairy cattle exhibitor from Shawano County. Congratulations to Jacob. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to catch up with Charity Seebecker, who was running all over the place at World Dairy Expo. A lot of international guests that we had a chance to visit with that bring their dairy perspective home to World Dairy Expo. That's on the way. Again, looking for your talk, text, comments on the birds you're seeing and the weather you're experiencing. 877-301-FARM.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed and list corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
From growing up on a dairy farm in Brazil to becoming a trusted expert in Wisconsin's dairy heartland, Dr. Tiago Tomasi has always had cows in his sights. Now a technical services veterinarian with Merck Animal Health, he's bringing his global experience and passion for animal care to the barns of Wisconsin. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Tomasi explains what brought him to Wisconsin in the first place and how he intends to support our farmers.
I did part of my education here in the U.S. Actually, before that, I had an opportunity back in the day, I think 2002, to come to the U.S. and I work in this state of Wisconsin for 1 year and a half as an intern, working with dairy cows. And then I was sure that the dairy business was for me. So all my education was towards dairy cattle, and ever since it's been a really good deal. I did part of my education at Cornell University on infectious diseases, and it's been a really good ride. Can't complain about it.
You were interning here, and you said dairy was kind of what called you, so is that why you chose Wisconsin? I feel like it has to be America's Dairyland, or did you have other ideas, or was it always, I'm coming back to Wisconsin?
That's it. It's the Dairyland, right? Like, and when people ask me, I normally say that Wisconsin is my home state in the U.S., even though I'm from Brazil, Wisconsin is home for me. So coming back here pretty much 25 years later is just like coming back home. So it's been good. I see a lot of cows. I eat a lot of cheese curds. And go Pack, go.
Now in your role as a technical services vet for Merck, what does that job entail really for you? Kind of paint that picture for us.
So while in academia, I always wonder what can I do to help this industry, right? And like as a researcher for almost 10 years, I was tackling small things in the business. Here, I feel like I can see the results of my work more promptly. So basically, I can solve real problems that we see out there that farms are actually currently facing. And I think that's the beauty of my work. And, you know, bringing good information to farmers with the ultimate goal of making them more profitable and thinking about the welfare of their animals. You know, when I put my head on the pillow, I sleep well because I'm helping somebody.
So kind of a little bit more into that, what are you specifically doing to help our Wisconsin farmers? You've obviously been working with them for a little bit now. So how has that been going for you?
It's been going really well. So with a little bit of my ability of always speak Spanish too. So I do a lot of trainings with people on farm too, so that's part of what I do, and bringing the why they do what they do every day. I think I'm indirectly making a lot of difference to the animals, but making a difference in the life of those people. And not only talking about treatments and what you can do to band-aid the problem that they are having, but most of my work is on preventive measures and all of I just talked about, starting with trainings and, you know, caring about animals. It's all about that.
And you mentioned you're originally from Brazil. So how has being from Brazil and then your experience at Cornell, how have those helped you in your role now here in Wisconsin?
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, I grew up in a small dairy farm in Brazil. So I'm, you know, since the first steps I gave in my life, I was looking at the dairy cow. So coming to the U.S. for the first time 25 years ago, that opened my mind to a different, totally different reality. And then I knew for sure what I want to do for life. And ever since, I always worked specifically with dairy cattle. And all my education, starting with the education I got from my grandparents in their farm, that's I apply every day out here, not only working specifically with animals, but with people that surround those animals. So
anything that you're seeing, anything like in your vet right now as you're out at the farms, what's sticking out to you, anything like that?
Yeah, what is sticking out to me is that we went through several phases in the dairy industry, right? So initially when the herds were not so big, back in those days, we would work individually with those animals. We knew the cows by their names, right? And then we would treat them according to their particularities. We went through a phase where the farms got big, and during that phase, we worked more at the herd level. And now with the technology that we're bringing in, with the monitoring system and everything, we're coming back actually to look at those cows individually and making better decisions for entire herd. And I think that's intriguing me even more to keep working this business, and it's so worth it.
That's Dr. Tiago Tomasi, Technical Services Veterinarian with Merck Animal Health, along with us. With a love for cheese curds now and cutting-edge solutions, Dr. Tomasi is making waves in the dairy world, one cow at a time. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
All right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Consumers like the idea of regenerative agriculture when they know what it is. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Purdue University's Center for Food Demand does a Consumer Insights report every month. A few days ago, the August survey included a question about whether folks were familiar with regenerative agriculture. Purdue Ag Econ professor Joe Balogtas.
71% of respondents in our survey, and it's nationally representative, say they're either only slightly or not at all familiar with the term regenerative agriculture.
Balogtas says that's understandable.
2% of the population works in farming, and so most consumers don't have a great sense of where their food comes from and don't need to in some sense. So it's hard to follow farm issues for typical consumers.
Once consumers have it explained, Balogtas says, they're all for it.
When we ask these same consumers, are you supportive of regenerative agriculture? Something like 73%, so about the same proportion, say they are supportive of regenerative agriculture. So that means there are people in the country who don't really know what regenerative agriculture is, but who, if you ask them, they're like, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates, and Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel commemorates